this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
Welcome to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. This is Bruce Robertson, and I'll be your host as we explore the hot news of the week and we seek to unleash the truth when the mainstream media fails to do so. Usually when I start my weekly program, I discuss a couple of important topics that I find worth discussing, and this week is no exception. We've got some things in the news that I think are really worth discussing with you, and we're going to get to them right away. First of all, I'd like to talk to you about our network. We're AmericaOutLoud.news, America Out Loud News Network. It's a talk radio network that's streaming all over anybody that has access. It's available on Apple Podcasts. It's available on iHeartRadio and many other access points of your favorite technology. So you can access us really from anywhere as long as you have an internet connection. And it's AmericaOutLoud.news again. This is the Unleashed radio program. I'm your host, Bruce Robertson. Now let's talk about the two or three actually most important topics I found worth discussing this week. And number one is the elections. There was some great stuff coming out in election news this week. Also, there's an ongoing immigration crisis going on. If anybody's paying attention, you see that we have an immigration crisis. And last of all, and both of these actually feed into the last topic. The last topic is the real State of the Union. In top election news this week, Donald Trump sails to the Republican nomination almost effortlessly. Donald Trump has now easily cruised past the delegate threshold for the GOP nomination for president with 1,249 delegates, most recently winning Georgia, Mississippi, Washington, and Hawaii this past week. That's a big deal because he's far and away the most popular candidate with Republicans in every state except Vermont and D.C. And last week I told you that Vermont is the state that keeps electing a communist to the Senate. That's Bernie Sanders, okay? So that's, you know, indicative of the type of, you know, mainstream, quote unquote, that we see in Vermont. We see a communist theme up there. Also, we have, now that, I don't mean to denigrate other Vermont voters. There's a lot of conservatives up there too, but they keep electing Bernie Sanders to Senate. So what does that tell you about Vermont? And then we have D.C. Of course, Nikki Haley won D.C. These are the only two states that Donald Trump didn't win, Vermont and Washington, D.C. And, you know, D.C., it's a swamp. I mean, there's a reason why they call it Foggy Bottom. It, you know, the White House was built on a swamp. They had malaria problems there when they were trying to build the White House. So it really is a swamp, and the swamp needs to be drained. And, you know, of course, you know where I stand. I think Donald Trump is just the guy to drain the swamp. And I think many other people, judging from the primary results, many other people agree. So those are the top, that's the top election news this week. And also related to elections, did you see this story? Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition has raised $62 million to get out the evangelical vote. Here's the story. This week, a prominent evangelical advocacy organization announced plans to significantly ramp up political spending in the 2024 elections with one goal in mind: returning Donald Trump to the White House. Faith and Freedom is the name of his organization. It's a conservative-leaning organization, as you might expect. And they intend to spend $62 million registering and turning out evangelical voters. They're going to be texting and calling supporters. They're going to be doing a lot of door knocking. And they're going to be visiting churches and getting the vote out. You know, that's $10 million more than they spent 4 years ago. This group is expected to, among other things, hand out 30 million pieces of literature in 125,000 churches, many of them in battleground states. So it's about time we're seeing this happen. The organization has begun registering voters in Wisconsin and Georgia, and they plan to further ramp up their voter contact effort in mid-July. The group plans to deploy 10,000 staff members and volunteers. So that's a small army, folks. In addition to their church liaisons, who will help register evangelicals to vote, it will distribute literature that will compare and contrast Trump and Biden on all the issues that are central to the religious community, such as abortion, Israel, education policy, and other items. Reed said, he's the founder, Ralph Reed, said the effort is particularly focused on turning out the 1 million newly registered evangelical voters. There's 1 million newly registered evangelical voters. And also the 7.8 million evangelicals that the Faith and Freedom Coalition has identified as low propensity voters. Okay, this is all great stuff. Christians are beginning to wake up and put on the armor of God and mobilize, and it's really good to see. Our values are at stake, and we need to fight for them. Now, as far as immigration is concerned, here's a jarring headline. The Haitians are coming. The Department of Defense this week testified that the Biden administration anticipates mass migration from Haiti in the wake of the horrific state of that country. Haiti, as you may know, has descended into complete anarchy. And of course, Haiti is just south of the United States in the Caribbean. So, what is their first port of call for people escaping the complete anarchy of Haiti? Florida, of course. Their first port of call is Florida. Now, maybe that explains, as I spoke to you last week and I told my listeners last week, I looked out my window one day and I saw a gang of shirtless illegals fresh off the beach, and they were surrounded by police. And this all happened just right outside my window in Florida. So, Florida is their first port of call. Perhaps that explains it. And here's a related story that popped up this week that is really concerning. I mean, these people are coming in. They're not being vetted. They're not being checked for diseases. They're not being checked for ID. They're being flown all over the country. They're being bussed around. They're being taken to major cities. And they just disappear into the woodwork most of the time. Now, fortunately, Palm Beach police surrounded them and took them away. And I hope they disposed of them the right way and put them into holding cells to figure out what their disposition was going to be. But this related story really concerns me. There's a major measles outbreak. Have you seen this? It's been reported in the U.S. as the migrant shelters become infectious disease breeding grounds. Well, that should be no surprise because nobody's being tested for diseases. We don't have an Ellis Island anymore. You know, Ellis Island in New York was a disease testing center for migrants coming in by ship and other means. So mostly ship, I guess it was back then, but they would be dropped off at Ellis Island and they would go through processing and be tested. Did they have a fever? Did they have any rashes? Did they have any smallpox? Did they have any of these major diseases that we didn't want to cause rampant outbreak in the United States? Well, the radical progressives in the Biden administration are 100% responsible for the greatest migrant invasion this nation has ever seen. But it's also an emerging public health crisis, as millions of unvaccinated and undocumented illegals, some with infectious diseases, some of them criminals, some of them murderers, are being piled into migrant shelters nationwide like cattle. The Daily Mail reported that the U.S. is on the verge of a major measles outbreak, with cases in the first 2 months of the year nearly eclipsing those of the entire previous year. As doctors warn, many young physicians have never even seen a patient infected with measles. Hundreds of people are already feared to be infected in California and Arizona after cases were confirmed in people in the states who visited local hospitals, the media outlet said. It's important to recognize that migrant shelters are becoming breeding grounds for the spread of infectious diseases. Notably, it's the Democrats, often referred to as the party of science, who are enabling this public health crisis to materialize right before our very eyes, while the pharmaceutical industrial complex secretly cheers as the next crisis is going to need more vaccines. A new report from the CDC shows 45 measles cases were recorded in the first 2 months across 17 states. You know, measles has been eradicated in the United States. So the 45 cases nearly surpasses the 58 cases recorded in the total year, full year of 2023. Besides corporate media blaming the low vaccination rate, maybe, just maybe, overcrowded shelters with migrants from third world countries are the most likely root cause for this. None of the migrants are screened at the border, as I said, and they're able to walk right over. Some are even flown in on airplanes. They're flown in on airplanes. Some are flown out of the border areas on airplanes with no ID and no screening. Others are bussed into sanctuary cities by a shadowy network of taxpayer-funded government organizations. Besides future Democrat voters, you'll never guess why migrants are shipped in by the millions. To open the southern border is a major national security crisis that's quite literally a ticking time bomb about to go off. It's also quickly morphing into this public health crisis. So just wait until the Democrats start pushing measles vaccines for their future new voters. And now it's time for us to go to a break. We're going to be back with more hard-hitting news on Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm your host, Bruce Robertson. Stay with us.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Welcome back to Unleashed, the Political News Hour with Bruce Robertson. Before I left for the break, I was discussing the illegal situation, the immigration situation going on in our country, and how it may foment a rise in disease and other issues. You know, so I'd like to discuss a little bit, how do illegal immigrants being flooded into our country, unchecked, unvetted, how do they affect our way of life? Well, I think it's pretty obvious. They affect our way of life with disease, potential rising crime. We saw some major and tragic crimes committed by recent illegal aliens. These foreign countries are emptying out their prisons. You know, Venezuela has a drastic reduction in the crime rate since they emptied their prisons right into the United States. So, you know, we become the recipient of all these bad players from these countries, and they affect our voting because, you know, the Democrats are very clever. They're devious and illegal and criminal, but they're also very clever. And what they've done is they've figured out that if they pack the nation with all these people, even if they don't vote yet, they can affect our political landscape because they can affect the population of the districts when the census is being taken, and when the census is taken on a district whose population has expanded, that district gets more representatives to the House of Representatives, and it can sway the direction of our national politics and the direction of our legislation. And it can be very, very detrimental to our republic. So, how did this all start? Well, I believe since these illegal aliens are being distributed basically welfare by the blue states and Democrat governors and Democrat mayors, and that, you know, that all trickles down from the Biden Democrat administration, and the Democrats in Congress, of course, support this, but they're being supported by welfare money. They're being given in some cases as much as $10,000 on a debit card and ongoing upkeep and housing and all these things. Well, this is a form of welfare, isn't it? I thought welfare was only for United States citizens, wasn't it? Well, how did that start? Well, the expansion of welfare exploded during LBJ in the early 60s. Lyndon Baines Johnson expanded welfare through a program he called the Great Society. And there's an excellent book written on the subject called The Dependency Agenda. You might want to look that up. It'll tell you the whole story, but I'm going to give you the high points. He expanded with using his catchword, the Great Society. He tried to convince the world, or the nation, actually, that he was, out of the great largesse of the Democrat Party, we're going to just give more handouts to inner city families. And what they wound up doing was splitting up the inner city families by giving more money to the single mother in a household. And the more children she had, the more money she got, which basically handicapped her and kept her in the ghetto, which is exactly what they tried to do. And it also kicked the man out of the house. So we don't have a two-parent family. So the children, basically are left to fend for themselves while the mother struggles to either work a job or try and keep afloat. And, they create a dependency agenda. Well, they're doing the same thing with these illegals that are coming in across the border, flooding in by the millions. They're creating a dependency so they can control them, so they can manipulate their vote, because they don't want to lose their check. Once they start getting a check, they don't want to lose their debit card and their WIC card and their all their social welfare and their free cell phone and their free housing and their free electric and free education and all this other stuff, okay? So they're given goodies from the Treasury, courtesy of you and me, the taxpayer. Now, in the 60s, at the same time, there was a strategy being developed called Cloward Piven to Columbia University sociologists. Cloward Piven, the strategy, the basic idea of the strategy, is to swamp the welfare system with dependents that are having, with their hands out, all getting a check, and swamp the welfare system and bring the country down and replace it with a socialist Marxist regime. Now, what's happening now? On one hand, hordes of unvetted illegals are swamping our shores and borders, and Biden is doing nothing about it. On purpose. This is no accident, folks. It's clear Democrats intend to let these people vote, either now or later, either legally or illegally. But in the meantime, they're going to give them handouts and make them dependent. And they're going to let them fill the districts that need to be redistricted. They're going to be careful to ship them to areas where they want to re-gerrymander the districts and the voting and the allocation of representatives to the House of Representatives. That's how it works in our political system. They know that we don't have the manpower in a nation of 350 million people to monitor every single vote, unless we have voter ID and in-person voting with no ballot drop boxes and only one day to vote, election day. And of course, they vehemently oppose that, and they call it racism. You know, voter ID, if voter ID is racist, then why do they make people of color get a driver's license if they want to drive? If you want to vote, you get a voter ID. If you want to drive, you get a driver's license. If you want welfare, you get a welfare card. All of these things are forms of ID. Now, they don't seem to have any problem finding the welfare office if they need welfare. They don't seem to have any problem finding the motor vehicle office if they need a driver's license. So why would they have any problem getting a voter ID? And, you talk to people in the inner city and they say, no, of course, I have a driver's license. I could get a voter ID if I needed one. I mean, nobody in the inner city says, I'm too stupid to get a voter ID, but the Democrats imply that they are. How racist is that? And the system still has not been fixed. I came across a very interesting article that I'm going to discuss with you, written in Substack. Have you looked at Substacks? There's a lot of great stuff, alternative news and articles and opinion pieces written in Substack. And this one came across my desk this week, written by someone who calls themselves, you know, people go by these handles. They don't want to be doxxed or exposed because the left, there's a lot of lunatics on the left. And people can have their lives completely upended by vicious attacks by these leftist people. So this guy or woman, I'm not sure, man or woman, calls the person calls themselves Omega 4, okay? And the drift of the article that they wrote is that we have been focusing on the voters in terms of voter fraud and how to clean up the election process. But perhaps we should start focusing on the ballots, specifically those ballots that are mailed out to bogus addresses and bogus individuals. If we could get those wiped off the voter rolls and start proving that they're fraudulent, perhaps we could clean up our voter rolls pretty quickly. So he talked about, or the writer anyway, talked about how Trump might even be cheated out of another election unless we clean up the voter rolls. Now listen very carefully. This is not just the Democrats. It's Republicans in some cases and Democrats. The voter rolls benefit both if both sides choose to cheat. What are the Republicans in the RNC doing about it? I haven't seen anything yet. I hope with Laura Trump on the RNC as vice chair and the new RNC chairperson, maybe we'll see some action. But anyway, Omega 4 wrote that, you know, I'm going to read some passages here. Omega 4 said, you know, these are this Omega 4 person is a data person, okay, a technology person, and they have a direct insight as to how some of these systems work. So it must be a guy because he says we were just data guys building artificial intelligence systems. I'm quoting him now, to protect the power grid, make money, living interesting lives. When Sheriff David Clark called in February 2021, asking us to evaluate the voter rolls for Wisconsin to see if they added up. We were the guys who built the eBay fraud engine, stopping auction fraud on eBay. We built the base tech for the TSA no-fly list and the fraud systems for State Farm, Geico, USAA, and the other major insurers to protect against insurance fraud. We have 35 years of experience bringing disruptive technology to markets, but not much experience in the voter roll fraud game. And he goes on to say that he had never seen a voter roll in his life. In fact, his team had never seen a voter roll, but they worked with some great people in Wisconsin under David Clark, Sheriff David Clark, right? You know who he is. And they learned all about voter rolls. And now his team, his group, runs the largest voter database ever with 1.7 billion records, showing not only how people vote, but how leftists and entire states cheat in the voting system. So anybody who says there's no voter cheating and no voter fraud, they don't know what they're talking about. And they're either trying to hide something or they're completely ignorant of the situation. We learned the enemy is not only the left who protect dirty voter rolls in every state. It's the Republican mediocrity trying to make a buck or hold control in the party, in party organizations, in ad hoc voter integrity teams. These Republicans do exactly what the left wants them to do. They chase voters, and they get written up in the New York Times, becoming toxic in the process. There are many crazies out there in the voter integrity movement. And he says, that's not our word. That's what just about everybody calls people who use inaccurate data, make wild claims about voter fraud, which never work out, And those around them are embarrassed, and in the end, not much changes. You know, the crazies have made the entire voter integrity movement so toxic that no serious political candidate or office holder will touch it, even when real evidence comes forth. So it's not that there's no cheating or fraud going on. It's that there's a bunch of wackadoos who are, you know, even making things up that aren't true. And that takes away from the integrity of those who really want to do something about it. So nobody wants to touch it. It's like a third rail in politics. We were told, he says, we were told repeatedly to stay away from person X or group Z. Everyone knows they're nuts, and any association with them makes you radioactive. Many of them are in a New York Times hit piece talking about crazy, you know, voter fraud conspirators and conspiracy theorists. And many of them are continuing to chase voters when locking down ineligible addresses has been all that worked so far. So he says ineligible addresses is the key to this, not chasing down fraudulent voters. You might get one or two, but it's not enough to make a difference. Everybody says, well, that lady voted twice, and, you know, but it was only an isolated incident. Yeah, what's not an isolated incident are the perhaps hundreds of thousands of ineligible votes that come in through ineligible addresses. You know, the people may be crazy that make these suggestions. They may make wild claims that never work out. That doesn't mean U.S. national elections are honest. American elections are no longer on the level, period, he says. Look, we run the voter rolls in 26 states, he says, using quantum technology. And while you know the blue states have dirty rolls, wait until you see Kansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, and many other red states. Their voter rolls have enough fake voters or real voters at fake addresses or real voters at real addresses that are ineligible to vote to shift any statewide election in those states. Don't believe us? With fractal, we use technology to bring the receipts. We publish the live videos. And he's got places where you can see it. So you can see the voter roll. You can follow the query. And you can see the total crap that these secretaries of state are lying about every day. During our 23-month odyssey, we met some of the finest patriots in modern America. We met patriot teams in 26 states, spending their own money. And they didn't have much to buy voter lists. They organized with newly made friends around dining room tables. They used crappy tools like SQL and Access and Excel and paper to double check the 2020 election. Imagine they're using like 1985 technology. We met the Republican religious types who proselytize about salvation, wear a gold cross, but they fail to pay their bills sometimes. We met charlatan business evangelists with breathless podcasts, and anyone with a brain wonders who follows this stuff. Yet groups of hapless Republican donors worship them. Okay, all right, I see where he's coming from. But they met national voter organizations producing useless work. But it's work that they sell to the donors and raise millions. And they pay themselves over $500,000 a year. And they provide seminars and voter guides and other anodyne outputs ill-informed people think can stop the ballot manufacturing by leftist activists. He says, we met the national Republican organizations who mindlessly push ballot harvesting as the way to stop the steal in 2024. I've heard it myself at meetings. Ballot harvesting. You know, that's because ballot harvesting requires a lot of dough, a lot of money, of which they get a cut. There are voter integrity teams in every state, and they get paid. They did not exist before 2020, but clearly, after a questionable election, they emerged. In North Carolina, he says, we were contacted by seven different groups, and we took their registration and voter history data and ran it. Quantum compute, and they ran it for free. They quickly learned the North Carolina Secretary of State data team is so incompetent, we currently demonstrate their data with control characters left in, with CSV filed eliminators left out, demonstrating this as the worst case of data management incompetence. He says we were stunned that the North Carolina voter integrity groups fought each other, not the leftists. They fought with each other instead. One group said if person X is on the call from another group, they're not going to participate. Later, they met person X, and he tried to shake them down for money from an offering they were making for free. The first of many shakedowns coming their way. Now, I'm going to return and discuss this a little bit more because I think it's important that people understand the current state of the union with regard to voting. So I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news. A place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Welcome back to Unleash, the Political News Hour. Before we left for the break, I was talking about a very interesting article, a Substack, that I had come across my desk, and it was about voting irregularities and some suggestions from a technology expert who is an expert in fraud, but he had never done voter rolls before he got involved in taking a look at the election voter rolls. And he was talking about, you know, the problem is on both sides of the aisle. So the Democrats, he says, are criminal and crooked, and they're trying to cheat. And the Republicans are ineffective, and there's a lot of people trying to make money off the voter roll analysis business, and sometimes they're using outdated technology, and sometimes they just don't know what they're looking at. And some of these voter integrity groups are fighting with each other, and they're not fighting with the leftists. So, as I said, they were there's this whole, you know, match going on between various subgroups of Republicans and voter integrity groups. He said, then there was Michigan. The Michigan team was spectacular. Their data was clean, it was on time, and they did all they could to meet their needs. And then silence. One of the national teams, led by a well-known woman, literally stole all the Michigan work and called it her own. He said, our first reaction was, so who cares who gets the credit? We quickly learned it's not about who gets the credit, it's about who gets the donors. Again, seems to be a Republican thing. They had the help of a charlatan former state senator who embarrassingly needs to do this kind of stuff to pay his bills. And then comes Georgia. Now he's going through state by state. He said there are so many voter integrity teams in Georgia, they may rival the number of high school basketball teams. There's one in every county, and in some places like Gwinnett and Fulton, there are a bunch. We were lucky to meet several groups who taught us more about what to look for in voter rolls than we had ever imagined. You know, we're fractal quantum computer guys. We have the world's best data drilling engines. But we need the data geologist to tell us where to drill. The Georgia team, led by a couple of basement patriots, a well-regarded doctor, inspired us to recreate the entire 2020 Georgia election sandbox to determine if Biden could be said to have won Georgia. From the results that they found, and he's pretty objective, this guy. I mean, you know, he doesn't come down with confirmation biases, all right? But he says Biden cannot be called the winner. In Georgia, no two teams seem to work together. Everybody is on their own, with their own website, their own names, like patriotsforabetteramericatomorrow.com, that kind of thing. After we literally recreated the entire 2020 data world in Georgia using quantum technology for free, one might think that one of the five dozen Georgia voter integrity teams might call and say, hey, cool job there. Let us add some data to the mix. Let us show you some other places to drill. And if you thought that, you'd be 100% wrong. There wasn't a single call. Even though an article about the fractal system on several conservative websites blew out the statistics. And then there's Pennsylvania. There are only two states whose data is so corrupt their officials should go to jail. And we can demonstrate it. Georgia and Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, there are some of the most inspirational patriots fighting the fight to uncover so much fraud. It's almost implausible due to its size. We don't name names here, but a lovely young lady and her forensic sidekick are doing great things. Without our technology or much of any other to save America in 2024. The story in Pennsylvania is not so much about groups fighting each other. They are a bit, but not as much as Georgia. But about the inattention from the national party to help them out. In Pennsylvania, we have the equivalent of about a half a dozen people fighting a horde of barbarians with not much more than a pocket knife and maybe some Krav Maga in one case, with zero help from the Republican Party. The Pennsylvania story is not about infighting. It's about abandonment of the heroes fighting the Alamo or Bataan, for example. You know, the Bataan Death March. or any other legendary fight where great Americans were abandoned, left to fight it out alone, and are revered today for their courage. Perhaps the Republicans, and maybe the guy running for president, ought to put some support in Pennsylvania today to help those patriots when it is needed. A few hundred grand to the Pennsylvania patriot groups, rather than being tossed uselessly away on ballot harvesting, might actually win the state for Donald Trump in 2024. 2024 will be won or lost in 15 counties across 7 swing states. Everyone pretty much knows which ones they are. Let's look at one of those states, Wisconsin, to see in some stark relief the incompetence of the national voter integrity movement, including the Republican Party. Wisconsin is a place where Republicans win most of the elections, except for the big ones. So the state officers are lefties. The legislature is heavily Rhino. In Wisconsin, a small group of activists has been working the voter rolls for years, and they are very successful. The state government is uniquely anti-Trump. Wisconsin does not have a Secretary of State running elections. They have the Wisconsin Election Commission, the WEC. WEC is run by a leftist. Go figure. Last year, her term ran out. Thus, the extraordinary opportunity to replace her with an honest director. After all, the legislature makes this appointment. Like so many leftists, she chose not to depart when her term expired. If a Republican did that, they would be tossed out the next day, likely put in jail for insurrection. Not Wisconsin. No, no. The Republican legislature bent over, and there she remains. She's still in office to make sure Trump does not get those electoral votes. The scandal is not about fighting among Wisconsin voter integrity teams. There is none. They are effective. They win lawsuits. They force voter roll cleaning and set the bar for any other state. The scandal is their abandonment. The hapless Republican National Committee, as of this writing, does not have an organization or even one guy set up in Wisconsin working with these patriots to offset the hundreds of thousands of manufactured ballots that will come from Milwaukee in 2024. Illegal aliens are being added to the voter rolls in Wisconsin and other blue states. Crickets from the overfunded national organizations. The in-the-street patriots are fighting it out as best they can, alone, with no help from the presidential campaign, no help from the Republican National Committee, and no help from the national voter integrity organizations. There is no funding, no coordination, no presence. And then there's Arizona and Colorado. Both states struggle with inept voter integrity organizations who run the show. In both states, the Fractal team, his team, ran their data showing massive voter irregularities. In Arizona, we did the data autopsy for the Carrie Lake campaign. Carrie used the RNC data for her election. Bad move. The RNC data team missed the key fact that days before her election, 22,000 new voters were added. 22,000 new voters added to the voter roll in one county alone. That's just one county. 33,000 had their zip code changed the week mail-in ballots went out. Imagine that. Carrie Lake had no idea. She didn't know until we told her lawyer a month after the election. Carrie Lake lost by 17,000 votes, by the way. Peanuts, but she lost. All this was invisible to Carrie Lake, since she depended on the Republican National Committee data team and their 1980s obsolete technology. They're still using Microsoft Excel. In 2024, the same sort of thing is happening all across Arizona. We've shown Arizona teams many ways the Arizona elections in 2024 will be manipulated, invisible to their relational SQL technology. That's the software program that they use. We offered to run these roles at no charge, yet they continue to embrace failure. There are tons of dollars for lawsuits in Arizona, which have zero impact on 2024. It's already too late if they won today. You know, those lawsuits, it's already too late. Arizona's entrenched rhino and leftist parties control the data, control the election apparatus, and in 2024, they're likely to get their way again. Colorado, we believe, may be a red state. Certainly, it is a purple state. We have data from Colorado, and it shows massive irregularities in the voter rolls. There are lots of voter integrity teams in Colorado, no two of which seem to be on the same page. And it will likely be lost as a national influence because its elected leaders using all mail-in ballots will keep it so. The Fractal team spent several hundred grand of its own money working with volunteer teams in 26 states, cross-searching property tax rolls with voter rolls, showing the hundreds of voters who live in convenience stores. Yeah, to prove to the national organizations and the Republican Party that the solution in 2024 is to stop ballots going out to clearly ineligible voter location combinations. So here's where the Fractal users break with virtually all the national voter integrity teams. You cannot win 2024 by cleaning voter rolls. There's way too much legislation and inertia keeping phantom voters in place. The only way to impact 2024 effectively, in this man's opinion, is by stopping mail-in ballots from going to ineligible addresses. Thus, they built the undeliverable ballot database. The undeliverable ballot database identifies addresses likely to get a mail-in ballot in 2024, but are clearly ineligible. The key aspect of the undeliverable ballot database is that it is address-driven. That makes all the difference in the world. Now, remember, these guys are working for free, so they don't want money. You cannot challenge anyone's right to vote and get them off the voter roll easily. It's considered discriminatory. So now it's pretty much impossible for 2024. Even illegal aliens are being set up to vote in state after state, and there's nothing anybody can do to stop it. Why? Because there's decades of case law protecting anyone, no matter how clearly illegitimate, from voting. That's why leftists love dirty voter rolls. You can't get people off there because it's discriminatory. The undeliverable ballot database has an innovative answer. Stop ballots from being mailed to illegitimate addresses. Addresses don't have rights. They don't have lawyers. They have online photos showing they have no bedrooms, and thus they're ineligible. You show the address that these ballots are being mailed to, and it's like a bodega someplace. There are property tax records, which, with Fractal, are cross-searched at Silicon speed, matched with the voter addresses, and with a single click, there appears a group of registered voters in a parking lot. Challenge the address, not the voter. The address has a photo. Anyone can see it in the system. If you haven't seen it, you can go to their website, see Fractal Voter. Skip through the intro. So when you find 23 people registered in a warehouse with no bedrooms, you go to the registrar and you let them know that the address is not legitimate. And if they send ballots there, you're going to have them prosecuted. That's how you stop it. You show the address, as they do in their videos, on national press, showing the Kansas voters who live in a warehouse. Okay? That did get some Kansas citizens' attention, big time. So when they did that, the Kansas Secretary of State was pretty miffed. The state senator who invited us to Kansas to look at the voter rolls ghosted us, he said. But voter integrity teams in Kansas had the proof they needed that even Kansas today has crappy voter rolls. The Wisconsin team did this in 2022. Huge success. saved a U.S. Senate seat. Barely, but it saved a U.S. Senate seat. The voter integrity teams are still chasing voters haplessly, playing into the narrative that the New York Times keeps pumping out. So he says, this expert on fraud who has taken a look at our voter rolls, he says, we remain amazed, truly amazed, that most voter integrity organizations are on a path to 2024 failure, even worse than 2020 and 2022, because they are more interested in control than they are in success. These groups are chasing failure by screwing around with cleaning voter rolls. Voter rolls are not going to be cleaned for 2024. There's not enough time. You have to file lawsuits. It takes a lot of time. The courts will delay. Unfortunately, these groups are poisoning the reality that voter rolls are indeed dirty. The entire voter integrity movement has been sidelined with crazies, many meaning well, who make outlandish claims that pollute the drinking water. Then, when great patriot groups show how elections are rigged, nobody listens. It's like the boy who cried wolf. The Fractal team is publishing via videos, some running an hour or more. They're publishing live data movies of the physical addresses where the phantom voters reside. These videos are undeniable. They're showing a warehouse. They're showing the number of voters registered there. They're showing their voting history. I mean, a warehouse is voting in elections multiple times, by the way, for all the hundreds of residents that supposedly live in that empty warehouse. Fractal quantum technology makes a joke of the voter rolls by showing addresses which cannot house voters, but they do. And they do it by the thousands. And, you know, Trump only lost in 2020. Trump only lost in 2020 by the thousands. And we had some senators and local, some other politicians in the 2022 elections who also only lost by the thousands. We're often asked why the national voter integrity teams do not use quantum technology, since nobody disputes its clear benefit over obsolete relational databases. Every Fortune 1000 company uses quantum technology to compete. Only the Republican National Committee and National Voter Integrity Team resists. So it's now obvious quantum technology disrupts their funding and their organization because it enables any user from their phone to go through voter rolls and see all the anomalies. No voter integrity group is needed. You see, it obsoletes the existence of all these self-important voter integrity groups. That makes them obsolete. Welcome to disruption. Technology is supposed to do that. Fortunately for the Fractal team, several Secretary of States are now starting to get the message, as are several attorneys general. And together they're demonstrating what an address-driven system can do to fight illegal mail-in ballot fraud. That, my friends, is the real State of the Union. Unleashed, the Political News Hour. Help us unleash the truth and share the show.